Journal of the Deutscher Ärztebund, Association of German Physicians, 1938. Rats, bugs and fleas are phenomena of nature no less than Jews and gypsies. Life is a perpetual struggle. Therefore, we must start rooting out all of these vermin, and that means today. By means of protective custody and sterilization laws, we must change living conditions so fundamentally that all of these enemies of the Volk are slowly but surely eliminated from the stock that is fit for breeding.
One day I was ordered to report to the Gestapo and was told that if I didn't want to go to a concentration camp, I would have to be sterilized. Concentration camp or forced sterilization? I had no other choice than to submit to this pressure, since even if I had preferred the camp, I would not have been spared there either. The sterilization was carried out in a hospital in Munich. Like me, many other Sinti and Roma who were not deported were forcibly sterilized in 1943-44.
Later, the reparations office sent me to hospital to be examined. I had to wait behind a blue striped curtain. Then the curtain was opened and all I saw was doctors. I was jittering with fear, nothing but doctors. There was a foreign doctor as well. I held on tight to whatever I could and just didn't let go. "If you do that, we can't examine you," they said. "We're going to give you a sedative shot." The shot sent me to sleep and they saw everything. They confirmed in writing that I really had been sterilized. A Sinti woman has a sense of shame. She doesn't talk when men are around. She just doesn't talk about it, but keeps quiet. It's the same with a Sinti man. His sense of shame is no different from a woman's, and he won't speak. He conceals what he would really like to say, and so the truth just never comes to light. So few people talk about it. So few. Pretty much everyone knew what was going on. After all, the Nazis didn't make a secret of it, but proclaimed it publicly. Hitler, Himmler, they shouted it out for everyone to hear. The gypsies must be wiped out.